Morning.
Today's scripture reading is from Acts 16, 25 through 34, and the second reading is from Acts 28, verses 30 through 31. The first passage can be found on page 1348 in your pew Bible. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to him. All at once, there was such a violent earthquake and that shook the prison's foundations. The door flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer awoke and saw that the open doors of the prison, he thought the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted loudly, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for some lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He led them outside and asked, "Honorable masters, what must I do to be rescued?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your entire household." They spoke the Lord's word with him and everyone else in his house. Right then, in the middle of the night, the jailer welcomed them and washed their wounds. And he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his home and gave them a meal. He was overjoyed because he and everyone in his household had come to believe in God. The second passage is found on 1367. Paul lived in his own rented quarters for 2 full years and welcomed everyone who came to see him. Unhindered and with complete confidence, he continued to preach God's kingdom and to teach about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God.
So we got to hear both from the wonderful children's message and from our scripture reading this morning that Paul and Silas were in prison. And they used that time as an opportunity. They used this time in which they were able to sing hymns of praise and worship God in the midst of being in prison. Even though they were in very difficult and dire circumstances, they used the opportunity to celebrate and honor and worship God. So I want us to think about that this morning. I want to think about worship. Why do we worship? Why are we here? Why is it that we come here and gather together as a body of believers on Sunday morning? We know there are a lot of other things that you can do, sleeping in, watching TV, going to sporting events, going to breakfast, getting the grocery shopping done. So why? Is it to see friends? Is it to enjoy good music and fellowship? Is it out of a sense of duty or commitment? It is my hope and prayer that it is something deeper than these things that I've mentioned. Not that they're wrong, but I think that we need to fully understand and grasp why we are called here, to this place, to this moment, to worship together. And so I want us to think about 3 reasons why we are called to worship God. And so, the first reason that we are called to worship God is because it is the right thing to do. We are right to give our thanks and praise to God. Psalm number 122 says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel." We go to church. We come to this place because God has called us to do that. It's part of who we are as Christians. It's our identity, our purpose, our mission to come together as believers to worship the Lord. When we worship God, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It says in Matthew 18, verse 20, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am with them." So God promises in his word that the Holy Spirit is with us when we worship. But we don't receive this gift if we don't come together as a body of believers to come and worship God. That's the first reason, because it is right and good to worship, and we receive the power of the Spirit. The The second reason that we come to worship is that we desire to receive a fresh word from the Lord, don't we? To receive a fresh word. That is the prayer that I pray every week, that God would lay a fresh word on my heart to share with all of you. I start on Monday morning poring through the scriptures and reading through commentaries to receive some inspiration from the Lord. And you know, I had a wonderful conversation with some of our retired colleagues on Wednesday during Bible study. And we talked about how when we're in a desperate situation, it's difficult to actually use an old sermon and re-preach it. And the reason why is because it's not our best. It's not a fresh word. And it's not how God is speaking to us right here and right now. It was how God was speaking to us in another time. And it doesn't always apply right now. But anyway, to think about it this way, when you have company coming over, do you prefer to give them something fresh or do you give them leftovers? You want to give them something fresh, right? I'm pretty certain of that. Most people want to do that. And it makes me think about this. It makes me think about, you know when Krispy Kremes are best? Krispy Kremes are best when that sign's on, amen? Absolutely. That's when you want to go. When they're coming right off the conveyor belt and you can eat about three or four of them and not even know you've done it. That's a little dangerous, but nonetheless, that's when you want them. It's when they're hot and fresh. And so we come here on Sunday morning to receive a fresh word from the Lord. God has something new to say to us each and every time we worship. Whether this is your first time ever to come into church or you've been coming to church for 80 years or more, God has something new to speak to your life. A word of hope, a word of life, a word of inspiration, a word of joy to come through our souls. And then there's a third reason that we come here to worship. The third reason that we come to worship is that we come to be transformed. We come because we want to keep growing and maturing in our faith. Because we come with burdens, let's face it. There's stuff going in our lives that's weighing us down, anything. It could be financial problems. It could be difficulties in our families, problems at work, stress in our lives, sins we're struggling with. The list goes on and on. But we come here to be filled with the Spirit. We come here with fellow believers to pray for one another, to lift up one another, to grow in our faith through that fresh word that is proclaimed not only in the preaching, but also in the music and in the praise. I heard it said in our Bible study this past Wednesday that we are all works in progress, and we all are, aren't we? God is still at work in your life, and that work doesn't end until God calls us home. God is ready to do an awesome work in you and in your life. God is ready and willing to free you from some burden that's overcoming you so you can fully live into the life that God has called you to live. So I want us to take a look one more time at the story of deliverance from Acts 16. So we have here the exact opposite of an escape story, isn't it? So last week we had an escape story. We had Peter and John who were able to sneak out of the prison through an angel. We don't know how, but they were able to. But this is the exact opposite of an escape story. But yet, there was deliverance in this all the same. Paul and Silas used this as an opportunity to bear witness. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. And suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. And the foundation of the prisons were shaken. At once, the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. And so we heard in our children's message this morning that the guard was ready to take his own life. And the reason why is that it was a Roman custom that if you were the guard and your prisoner escaped, you were supposed to kill yourself. And Paul knew that to be true. And Paul stopped him right away. He said, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for the lights and he rushed in, trembling Paul and Silas. And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas used this opportunity, although they could have bailed. They could have bailed in a hurry, but they used it as an opportunity to minister and to bring blessing to not only the jailer, but his whole family. It says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in the house. The whole household was saved. The jailer took Paul and Silas in, and he washed their wounds, and they were all baptized. He made them dinner. And they were filled with joy because all of them came to believe in the Lord. Transformation took place because Paul and Silas were unafraid. They knew that God would use that opportunity to see the jailer and the whole house baptized. Paul and Silas's act of kindness and mercy provided an opportunity that the whole family would come to know the Lord. He took a terrible situation and provided transformation, didn't he? He took a difficult circumstance, and they were unafraid, and they were bold, and they used it to worship and proclaim the Lord's blessing in their lives, and then in turn blessed a whole family that came to know the Lord. It was an opportunity for salvation and transformation. Thanks be to God. So now, church, does everybody have their homework? Everybody have their chains? If you weren't here last week, that's okay. You can still participate. I'm going to explain to you what these chains are for. These chains represent something in your life that you need to give over to the Lord. And it's between you and God, whether it be a sin, a struggle, something that you're facing that you want to give over to the Lord, a barrier that you want to overcome in your life. You know what that is. And all I need you to do is, if you have a pen, I want you to just write one word that represents it. One word that represents it on your chain, if you haven't done so already. And so, as this is happening, it's going to be like you're in grade school all over again. You're about to do a project. Check it out. Debbie, help me to be prepared. I've got 5 staplers here. So here's what we're going to do. All right, observe. You're going to take your chain. You're going to make a loop out of it. But you're going to need to do that with the person beside you, because if not, I'm starting the chain. That's why I'm doing it this way. And so what you're going to do is you're going to take it and take the 2 pieces looped together, and you're going to staple it. And you see, and it makes a chain. And so I'm going to come over to you, here to you, Bruce. And we're going to take that chain. I'm going to put his piece into my piece. We could put the words on the outside. There we are. That's a great idea. Put the words on the outside. And then you're going to fold it like so, church. And we're going to staple it. We want to make a chain. I know y'all are a smart group. We can do it. We've done things like this before, and y'all have done great. I'm going to bring it back here. We got a lot of teachers here if you need help, so. I've got one more. I'll put this, looks like this side maybe has more folks. I'll put this in the middle here. All right, and so they're coming around. Take your time. And what's going to happen is that we're putting all the chains together, and what's going to happen is at the very end of our service, we're going to break our chains together. So I want us to make one big chain. I think we can do it. That'll go around all of our sanctuary here. So whatever it is that you need to give over to God, today is the day to do it. Whatever it is that you need to give over to the Lord this morning, today is the day to do it. And so I want to share with you how this is going to work. So in just a few moments, myself and Jay Mervine are going to lead you in a song. And the song is Overcome by Jeremy Camp, which I think is very appropriate for the time that we're in. And what's going to happen is after we do this song and we're going to sing it together, our prayer team is going to come up, and they're going to be up here along the altar on either side. And if there's something that you want to give over to the Lord this morning, if there's something that you just need prayer for in your life this morning, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is, between you and God, and the prayer team will be up here, and we'll keep anything like that confidential that you just want to pray for. They're going to be up here. This is a safe place to come. And they're going to be here to pray for you. If you want to know how to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you want to know how to dedicate your life to the Lord, rededicate yourself, the prayer team will be here, and they'll be ready to pray for you for that way too. And if it's something where you want to accept Christ and you haven't done it, we want to be able to celebrate that. We want to share that with the congregation, if that's okay with you, of course. And so now, at this time, I do want to invite Jay to come on up. We're going to sing. So while we're singing, keep working on your chains. We'll bring them together.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be here, isn't it, to hear that message? Because that's really the crux of Christianity, isn't it? That all we need to do is throw our cares to the Lord, and He will help us to overcome. It's funny, I was thinking about all week what to say, and it was... in my little remarks here, and it was exactly what Jim was talking about. So it's funny, we never talked about it, so that's really amazing. But just think about, you know, everybody's got chains, like everybody's talking about. Everybody's got chains, everybody's got problems. You know, maybe we just came back from Mexico, I've been eating too much. You know, maybe you've had a family issue. Maybe your business is going bad. Maybe you're having financial issues. Maybe you've got a loved one who's sick and ill, and you feel like there's just no way to overcome these problems. But think about the Lord up on the cross that day, at Calvary. You know, things looked pretty bleak for him. He'd been cursed at. He'd been spit on. He'd been pierced in his side, and he still had the grace to forgive all of us and say, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. And that sort of, you know, when we look at our problems and we think, man, there's nothing we can do about it. Look at Jesus' problems. That dude had some problems that day. And he practiced what he preached. He gave all his cares to the Father in heaven, and he overcame and was risen to new life in Christ. And that's really our message here. And that's what we're going to talk about. And this song, like Jim said, is Jeremy Camp, and we're going to overcome.
All right. Everyone, please stand as you're able as we're making our song.
We want you to sing with us, please.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Overcome. So now I'd like to invite those who are on our prayer team to please come forward, and you may be seated. So again, church, I make the invitation. If you need healing, if you need just some prayer for any reason at all, the altar is available this morning. Some soft music will be playing, and just have an opportunity to come. Want to know how to take the next steps in your faith, to accept Christ, to give a burden or a barrier or something that you're going through over to God. Now is the perfect opportunity to do so. The altar is available. And if you're not able to come up, please raise your hand and one of our prayer team members will come and we'll be glad to pray with you. We can pray with you at your seat as well if that's preferable to you. Just raise your hand and we'll come to you. So the invitation has been set. Come as you feel led. Amen. So where's our chain? All right. You ready to? Yeah, you ready? One, two, three. Our chains are gone. You've been set free. Our God, our Savior, has ransomed us. What a power. What an incredible gift. What a blessing. So please know, as after I pray the benediction, that the altar is still open. Our prayer team is still right here. And they're ready and willing to pray with you in whatever way that you might need. Whether it be up here, in the chapel, in your seat. I'm glad to pray. So now receive the benediction. Oh God, let us go forth, knowing that today is a new day. Today is a new beginning, a new step in our journey. We raise that great stone, the Ebenezer, that reminds us that this is a time that we fully gave our hearts to you. And so, O God, free us from our burdens. Break every chain, that we might be made a new creation in your love, that we might shine your light in a world filled with darkness, that others might come to know you through our witness. Given us. Now let us go forth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.